Amen. 上个礼拜我们思想到以色列人过了第一个逾越节就离开埃及了。
Last week we mentioned that the Israelites finished the first Passover and they left Egypt.
他们结束了430年为奴的生活。
They concluded the 430 years of slavery.
进入一个新的纪元里面。
And entered into a new era.
他们在旷野中间可以自由侍奉耶和华上帝。
In the wilderness they can serve Jehovah God freely.
而神没有带领他们经过简便的道路。
But God did not lead them through an easy pathway.
把他们带到危险的地带。
But brought them to a place of crisis.
在两座高山左右竖立起来的时候。
In between two high mountains.
红海在前面拦阻。
When the Red Sea is in front, blocking the way,
法老的追兵就赶上了。
The Pharaoh's army will be behind.
在这样的困难的中间，
in such a difficulty,
人就发出怨言了。
They started grumbling.
我们基督徒要学习一个很重要的功课。
Christians need to learn an important lesson.
困难不是发怨言的时候。
Difficulties is not a time for us to grumble.
困难是表现信心的时候。
But difficulties is a time for us to show our faith.
困难不是怀疑上帝的时候。
When we face difficulty, we ought not to doubt.
困难是看见神做工的时候。
It is a time for us to see God at work.
上帝啊，为什么把我们带到这个地方来？
Oh God, why did you bring us here?
上帝说，我要把这个地方当作我伸手向你施行拯救的地方。
God said that I will make this place a place where I will lay out my hand to save you.
他们的埋怨以后。
After they grumbled,
就是神所施行的拯救。
God gave them His salvation.
神施行拯救的时候，
when God saved them,
就是他们应当懊悔他们发怨言的时候。
They would have to repent about their grumbling.
世界上最大的神迹在历史上现在表现出来。
The greatest miracle in the history of mankind was shown.
红海分开来。
The Red Sea opened up.
如同两片的墙壁一样的。
As if it were two walls.
中间变成一条的甘露。
There were dry land in between.
走过红海。
And they walked past the Red Sea.
这是比任何世界上所见过的大桥更快。一个渡河的一个作为。
This is faster than any bridges in the world.
犹太人离开了这个地方。
After the Jews left the place.
法老进到这个地方，洪水就临到他们，红海就覆合了。
And the Pharaoh's army went into the Red Sea, and the Red Sea covered them up.
河是很好的界限。
A river is a very good boundary.
红海跟约旦河是两个分界最清楚的一个地方。
The Red Sea and the River Jordan are very clear demarcations.
在红海的这边。
On one side of the Red Sea,
埃及的王国。
Is the empire of Egypt.
在红海的那边。
On the other side,
是旷野的地方。
It's a wilderness.
在另外一阶段就是另外一段就是约旦河。
And then after that, the River Jordan.
在约旦的另外一边就是迦南美地。
After that, Canaan.
所以这两个天然的这个界限就可以把以色列这三个时代把它分出来了。
These two natural boundaries will demarcate the three eras of the Israelites.
一个时代就是他们在埃及做奴仆。
The first one is slavery in Egypt.
第二个时代就是他们在旷野的自由，但是流浪不幸的生活。
The second one is freedom, but a life of unbelief.
第三个时代就是他们征战及得着神所应许的地。
And the third era is the time where they will fight for the promised land.
这三个地区也代表基督徒灵性的三个阶段。
These three areas also represent the three stages of the Christian's life.
第一个阶段就是我们有信主以前。
The first one is before we believe.
我们做罪的奴仆。
We were slaves of sin.
一方面享受物质所给我们的供应。
On the one hand, we enjoy material wealth.
第二个阶段是什么阶段呢？
The second stage.
就是我们借助基督的十日，借助逾越的羔羊，拯救我们脱离了伪奴。
Through the death of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of the Passover, we are saved from slavery.
得救以后，我们没有得胜的生活。
But after we are saved, we are not victorious.
我们常常怀疑，常常不信。
We always doubt and do not believe.
我们常常埋怨，我们常常试探上帝。
We always grumble and we test God.
所以我们就在旷野漂流，团团转四十年的日子。
And so these are days where we are in the wilderness for 40 years.
其实许多的基督徒的生活就像这些旷野漂流的生活。
The lives of many Christians today are like the Israelites in the wilderness.
第三个阶段是什么呢？
The third stage.
我们要靠着神的力量去征战，去迎娶神所已经赐给我们的应许之地。
By the power of God, we will fight and we will battle for the promised land that God has given to us.
这三个阶段中间，一个是红海，一个是约旦河。
And in between these three eras, one is the Red Sea and the River Jordan.
这两个水域 都是要靠着神的力量，我们才能通过的。
These two water bodies have to be passed through by the power of God.
这告诉我们，得救的时候不是靠着自己，靠着耶和华为我们行的大事。
It tells us that salvation did not come from ourselves, but by the great power of the Almighty.
靠着得胜的神的之前，我们不是靠着自己，靠着神的应许所加给我们的力量。
Before we have a victorious life, we did not use our own strength, but by the power that God has given to us.
当我们进到迦南美地的时候
，When we enter into the promised Canaan,
我们是应当付出沉重的代价，愿你牺牲自己，接受挑战，然后才能领受上帝的应许。
We need to pay a heavy price, willing to sacrifice ourselves and accept the challenges before we have the promise.
正如上帝所引导的道路，不是一件非常通达、顺利、容易的道路。
It's as if the pathway that God has led us is not an easy and simple pathway.
而是一条困难、绕道、经过许多试验、试探必要的道路。
But a pathway that is difficult, that has to pass through a lot of trials and temptations.
照样，当我们进到上帝应许之地的时候
，In the same manner, when we enter into the promised land,
神没有把这个地里面的所有的仇敌为我们先撵出。
God did not first exterminate all the enemies.
神没有为我们清除各样的仇敌在里面。
He did not tell us who are the enemies.
还是要我们受命令要进入那地与他们征战才能得胜。
But we receive his command and we move into the land to battle before we have victory.
圣经在这些历史事件中间都隐藏着神的带领，这神对他的儿女的旨意中间非常清楚的总言者。
In all these historical events, it is hidden. The general principles of God towards his people are hidden.
摩西代表带领我们进入救恩里面的那些神的仆人们。
Moses represents all the servants of God who leads us into salvation.
在旷野四十年的日子中间
，The 40 years in the wilderness.
摩西受尽痛苦
，Moses suffered greatly.
受尽埋怨毁谤。
People grumbled and humiliated him.
但是他尽心尽力为上帝做工。
But with all his strength, he worked for God.
上帝以色列的全家中间尽忠。
He was faithful to the entire household of the Israel.
结果他的侍奉中间曾经犯了一个很大的错误。
But he made a big mistake in his ministry.
所以摩西连自己都不能进到迦南美地。
And so he himself could not enter into Canaan.
这是侍奉主的人一生最遗憾的事情。
This is most regretful for a servant of God.
把别人从埃及领出来。
He has led others from Egypt.
要把他们带到埃及应许之地。
And to bring them into the promised land.
结果连自己都不能进去。
But in the end, he couldn't enter himself.
这是何等悲伤。的一件事情
It must have been very sad.
为什么摩西自己不能进迦南美地呢
Why was he not allowed in?
因为他在击打磐石的事情上没有尊耶和华的名为圣
Because in the event where he hit upon the rock, he did not honor God.
他在上帝的百姓面前没有尊主的名为圣
In front of the people of God, he did not honor God as
Christ. 神就刑罚他了
And so he was punished.
他第二次击打磐石
The second time he hit on the rock,
就是越过了上帝的教训。
He did it more than the command of God.
这个磐石是预表耶稣基督。
The rock represents Jesus Christ.
磐石被击打是预表耶稣基督为我们受害。
For the rock to be hit, it represents the suffering of Christ.
第二次击打磐石的时候
，But when he hit it two times,
这就违背了圣经所讲的基督只一次为受人受苦，为义罪人受苦。
It goes against the biblical principle of Christ suffering only once.
一次为我们受刑罚。
And he was punished just once.
一次为我们担当罪恶。
And he took on our sin once.
就是义的代替不义的。
The righteous took on the role of the righteous.
就是没有罪的为我们成为为罪。
The sinless one becomes sinful because of us.
上帝对摩西说
God said to Moses,
你登上尼波高山。
You have to go up to Mount Nebo.
那里看见迦南整个的平原。
And you will see the entire Canaan.
你要亲眼看见我是应许以色列的地。
With your eyes, you will see the promised land.
就是那牛奶与蜜的地。
The land flowing with milk and honey.
但是你却亲自不能进去。
But you will not enter.
像摩西120岁的时候
，When Moses was 120 years old,
最后在世界上的年日
，In his last days,
照着神的吩咐就上山了。
By the command of God, he went up.
到山上的时候
，When he was at the top,
因为他的眼睛完全没有分化。
The Bible says he was clear in sight.
这个120岁的老人可以亲眼看见上帝赐给以色列族整片的大地。
With his own eyes, he could see how God has granted the land to the whole of Israel.
你可以想象这是何等困难的事情。
You can imagine how difficult it was.
你不要说120岁的人这个爬山。
Do not say 120 years old.
爬楼都很困难的。
It is so difficult just to climb the stairs.
爬到尼泊山上去。
But when he reached the top of the mountain,
一定是身体非常健壮。
He must have been very strong.
120岁爬上高山。
As 120 years old, he could climb a mountain.
站在山顶。
And stand at the apex.
像年轻人一样的健康。
Like a young person.
我觉得眼目一点的分发。
With very clear eyesight.
看到最后怎么样呢
？But in the end,
这一次上山就不下来了。
This was his last ascendant to the mountain.
神就让他死在山上。
God allowed him to die on the mountain.
以色列人知道摩西死了以后
，When the Israelites knew that he died,
他们大声哀哭。
They mourned greatly for him.
他们伤痛万分。
They were very sad.
这是一个好的属灵领袖的一个记号。
This is the mark of a good spiritual leader.
好的属灵领袖，活的时候大家骂他，死的时候大家哭他。
A good spiritual leader will be scolded when he's alive, but mourn when he dies.
坏的属灵领袖。活的时候大家尊重他，死的时候大家骂他。
But the best spiritual leader may be praised when he's alive and cursed when he dies.
摩西死了以后呢
？After Moses died,
撒旦就要来抢摩西的尸体。
Satan wanted to grab his body.
上帝差遣天使长加百列与撒旦抢夺摩西的尸体。
But God sent the angel Gabriel to fight over the body.
这一件事在旧约的圣经没有记载。
This is not recorded in the Old Testament.
在诗经里面有记载。
But it's recorded in the Apocrypha.
在犹大书里面有这个引路。
And also in the book of Jude.
这标志着神不许可摩西的尸体被以色列人所知道葬在什么地方。
It means that God did not want the Israelites to know where Moses was buried.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为如果摩西的尸体被埋在的地方，大家都知道的。
If everyone knew of the burial ground,
他们会把他当作第二个神来敬拜。
They will worship him as if he was a second god.
那位真神他们眼睛看不见。
They will not see the true God.
这个神是他们亲自认识过、亲身听过、亲耳听过他教训的人。
But this God that they will worship was a person that they ever lived with and heard.
他们就会把摩西当作神来代替敬拜耶和华。
And they will worship Moses instead of God.
这样神借着摩西所赐下的律法，就不能达到真正原有的果效。
And so the laws will not fulfill its function.
这是非常可惜的事情。
It will be something regretful.
神不许可这件事发生。
God did not allow this to happen.
摩西的尸体，上帝把它隐藏起来了。
God hid the body of Moses.
今天你到圣地去旅游的时候
，If you go for a Holy Land tour，
你可以看见大卫的坟墓。
You can see the grave of David.
你可以看见许多先知的坟墓。
And that of many prophets.
绝对不会听见有任何导游对你说呢，这是摩西的坟墓。
But you will not see a tour guide telling you this is the grave of Moses.
如果有这样的人，不久他一定在坟墓里。
If you find a person like that, he will be in a grave soon.
以色列人快快把他打死。
The Israelites will kill him.
因为这是神不许可的事情。
This is not allowed by God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
摩西死了。
After Moses died.
死以前这个移民的大业，出埃及进迦南的这个树林的事情，怎样继续下去呢？
What would happen to all these masses of people that came out?
神就要摩西选一个领袖来代替他。
And God wanted Moses to choose a leader.
你要拣选约书亚。
You have to choose Joshua.
你要对他吩咐说。
And say to him.
你在耶和华面前的刚强壮胆。
Be bold, be strong before God.
不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
主与你同在。
God is with you.
为什么选约书亚？
Why was Joseph?
为什么这么多的以色列中间特别选这个青年人？
Why was Joshua selected?
因为约书亚从他很年轻的时候就用信心的脚踪跟摩西一同侍奉上帝。
Because Joshua followed in faith with Moses all his life.
上帝对摩西说：“把嫩的约书亚，嫩的儿子约书亚叫来。”
God told Moses to bring the son of Nun, Joshua.
让他接替你自己的工作。
That he may take over your job.
约书亚是谁呢？
Who was Joshua?
约书亚是十二个探子里面的一个。
He was one of the 12 spies.
神要摩西差派十二个探子到迦南地去探亲的时候
，When God commanded Moses to send 12 spies into Canaan，
每一个支派就选了一个人出来。
Every tribe had a representative。
十二个人就进到迦南地区。
The 12 person went into Canaan。
以色列人还在旷野。
And the Israelites were in the wilderness. Both 12 spies went in.
进去的时候呢
，When they went in，
他们看到的景象使他们感到非常的可怕。
They saw a horrifying scene.
因为在里面的非利士人
，The Philistine in there，
在里面的阿摩利人
，The Amorites，
在里面迦南各族的人
，And all the different tribes，
都是身体非常雄壮。
They were physically very strong，
身材非常魁梧
，Very tall，
他们都是非常凶猛的人
，And very fierce looking，
战争的经历丰富。
They had great experience in war.
他的兵器非常的强大。
They had great weapons.
所以当他们看见这些景象以后呢
，When the spies saw that，
他们消化如水。
their heart melted like water.
他们回到以色列这里来,
when they returned to the Israelites,
把他们所见的一个一个讲出来,
and they related what they saw.
讲完了时候呢,
after that,
以色列人也就全部消化如水了,
the Israelites were afraid too.
他说你如果站在那些人的面前,
if you stand before them,
你就知道你像蚱蜢一样的多么微小,
you will know that you are as small as a locust.
你的仇敌是非常雄壮, 非常高大, 非常可怕的民族。
Our enemies are very strong and very big and fierce.
他们是性格凶悍, 他们是战争, 非常有经验的人。
They are people with fierce character and great experiences in war.
这些消息传回来以后呢,
when all these news passed back,
不但没有给以色列人壮胆,
they were not encouraged.
他们是以色列人丧胆。
Instead, they all become cowards. After all these spies made the report, there were two spies that said different things. Who were these two?
一个就是约书亚,
one was Joshua. Another one is Caleb. They were young. In the same way, they were spies. They were sent in the same
way.
They saw the same thing. But they said different things. This is a spiritual lesson for us.
看见的是现象, 或者看见的是现象上面神的宝座的。
Do you see the phenomena or do you see the throne of God above the phenomena?
看见的是困难的本身, 或者看见是超越困难的神的作为的。
When you look at something, do you see the difficulties or do you see the God above your difficulties?
所以在12个人中间有10个大多数的人讲同样的话语。
Out of 12, 10, the majority will say the same thing.
两个少数的人讲不同的话,
only two, the minority, says different things.
那么这10个人的声音比2个人声音又大声又多数。
But the voice of the 10 is very strong and loud.
这个叫做民主的悲剧。
This is a democratic tragedy.
这个叫做多数产生的悲哀。
This is the tragedy from the majority.
许多说神的工作做不起来。
Many a times we cannot complete the work of God.
大多数失败的人用他们失败影响要成功的人。
It is because those who fail are the majority and they use this to influence those who are the succeed.
大多数老经验的传道人把他们的失败来压制年轻人奋斗的雄心。
And many old preachers use their experiences of failure to suppress the young.
所以你要注意圣经中的少数。
And so you have to take note of the minority views in the Bible. And notice those minority that stands on the side of God. Because the kingdom of God is given to these people. When Moses was old, God said to him, ask Joshua to be strong. He will continue your responsibility to bring the people into Canaan. The entire destiny of the people, the future of the Israelites, was not given to the majority then, but given to the minority Joshua.
为什么呢?
Why?
那10个人是没有信心的10个人,
the 10 did not have faith.
这两个人是有信心的两个人,
but the 2 had faith.
如果你问他看吗? 你有没有看见迦南人的身材?
If you ask them, have you seen this physical strength of the Canaanites?
我们看见了。
They will say, yes, we have.
他们两个手都有 两个大芒果,
they have very strong biceps.
他们胸前两个大西瓜,
and very strong.
他们整个身体就是很可怕的样子,
and they look very frightening.
那么你看见什么呢?
But what do you see?
我不但看见这些, 我看见神与我们同在, 不是与他们同在。
Not only do I see this, I see that God is with us and not with them.
你看见吗?
Have you seen this?
这是信仰的凯歌,
this is the revelation of faith.
这是信心的眼见,
the sight of faith.
这是信仰的意象,
this is a vision of faith.
这是信心的歌唱,
this is the song of faith.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
今天我们不是需要知识又多又广又深没有信心的人。
Today we do not need people who have no faith but have lots of knowledge.
我们需要那些有信心的人，他们深知他所信的事情。
We need people who have faith who know truly whom he had believed.
神拣选约书亚,
God selected Joshua.
摩西之后把整个民族的责任交给一个人。
And Moses placed the entire responsibility of the people upon him.
约书亚虽然年纪比摩西更轻很多,
although Joshua was much younger,
靠着上帝的力量把这个责任挑起来,
but by the power of God, he took on the responsibility.
把这个使命接过来,
and he took on the mission.
他就站在以色列面前带领整个民族进疆。
And he stand before the people and led them into Canaan.
上帝说你要刚强壮胆。
God said, be courageous.
你不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
我与你同在。
Because I am with you.
这些话在约书亚的心灵的深处继续不断产生很大的根基性的果效。
And these words work fundamentally in the heart of Joshua.
这样他过后的几十年就靠着这些鼓励的话语挑起这人起来。
And for many decades, he used these words to be strong.
摩西死了以后
，After Moses died,
连埋葬的地方都不知道。
They don't even know the burial ground.
全以色列人就跟着约书亚向前走了。
And all the Israelites followed Joshua.
他们现在向前走的时候
，When they move forward,
玛纳照样掉下来。
Manna was given to them.
云柱火柱照样带领他们。
The pillar of cloud and fire were there.
但摩西不在了。
But Moses was not there.
Anymore.
Aaron was not there.
米利安不在了。
Miriam was not there.
开国的元老已经死了。
All the founding fathers were not there.
最伟大的那些呢长辈都已经没有了。
The greatest leaders were past.
定睛这个新的领袖上面。
Now they are looking at a new leader.
他能吗？
Can he do it?
他真的能够带领我们吗？
Can he really lead us?
以色列人现在也自己需要对神有信心。
Now the Israelites need to have faith in God.
上帝做工的时候
when God works,
绝对不会依靠一个人。
He will not work based on one person.
上帝把他的仆人埋葬了以后
after God buried his servant,
上帝不会放弃他的百姓。
He will not let his people go.
上帝把他的仆人埋葬了以后
after his servant was buried,
继续做他自己工作。
He continued with his work.
兴起新的人代替那些老前辈
and raised new people to take the place.
这就是神在历史中间给我们看见的行为。
This is how God worked in history.
我很喜欢约翰卫斯理坟墓墓碑上面的一句话。
I like the obituary of John Wesley.
他说 God buried his servant and continues his work.
On the obituary 上面写着上帝把他的仆人埋葬了而且继续他的事工。
上帝继续他的工作。
God continued his work.
神是向前的上帝。
He's the God that moved forward.
神是从历史到最后之事都引导人的上帝。
He's the God that guides men from the beginning to the end of history.
神没有撇下他自己手所做工作的上帝。
He has never forsaken his own work.
所以现在约书亚身上有耶和华的灵与他同在。
And so upon the body of Joshua was the Spirit of God.
他带以色列人向前走。
And he led the Israelites.
虽然玛纳照样吃下来。
Although the manna was still there.
虽然云柱火柱在旷野继续带领。
The pillar of cloud and fire were there.
约书亚的前面没有摩西。
But there were no Moses.
约书亚的前面没有亚伦。
There was no Aaron.
他的前面没有米利安。
No Miriam.
他就这样向前走。
He had just moved forward.
他日夜依靠耶和华。
Day and night he relied on God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
可能你教会的牧师已经年老了。
Maybe your pastor is getting old.
可能你的宗派已经开始衰微下。
Maybe your denomination is getting weaker.
谁站立起来？
Who will stand up?
谁有约书亚的胆子？
Who has the courage of Joshua?
谁有约书亚的信心？
Who has the faith of Joshua?
你应当求主加给你力量。
You should ask God to strengthen you.
使你勇敢依靠上帝，面对前面的挑战。
That with courage you will rely on God and face the challenges ahead.
约书亚把以色列百姓带到前面去的时候。
When Joshua led his people forward.
现在一条约旦河就在他前面。
The river Jordan was ahead.
怎么办呢？
What did he do?
他亲眼看过摩西把红海分开来。
He saw with his own eyes the parting of the Red Sea.
那个日子我经历过了。
I have experienced those days.
那个情景我亲眼看过。
I have seen the scenery.
那一段历史我活在其中。
I have lived that history.
耶和华是摩西的上帝，是我的上帝。
Jehovah God is the God of Moses, is he my God?
仰望上帝。
I rely on him.
祷告上帝。
I pray.
神就照样行他要行的事情。
And God will do his work.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
摩西的时代红海分开了。
In the era of Moses, the Red Sea was
parted. 约书亚的时代约旦河也分开了。
In the era of Joshua, the river Jordan was opened.
神的神迹再行出来的时候。
When the miracle of God came again.
看见在远远的地方约旦河水没有流下来了。
From afar, the water stopped.
而下游的地方约旦河你流完了。
And from below, the water went off.
空的河这个干的地就露出来了。
And immediately there was dry land.
这里圣经记着一句很重要的话语。
But there is an important sentence in the Bible.
约旦河的水是什么时候分开的？
When was this water set aside?
他们的脚踏在河水上面的时候，河水就分开了。
It's when their feet touches the water.
这一次不一样的。
This was different.
这是你要有信心才看见上帝作为。
Now with faith you can see the work of God.
你不是先看上帝作为来的，我才有信心。
It's not that you see the work of God first.
他们的脚没有踏在约旦河的水上的时候。
before their feet touched the water of Jordan, the water did not part. But once their feet touched the water, immediately the water parted. And they walked through. What was the difference? The ark was ahead. When the Red Sea was parted, there were no tents.
过红海的时候，只有摩西、亚伦、米利亚把这些以色列跟他们所带的产业带过去。
Only Moses, Aaron, and Miriam bringing the people across.
他说在西乃山上,
and the Mount Sinai.
上帝亲自指示摩西,
God gave Moses instructions.
要他建会幕,
to build the tent.
要他造会幕所有的器具,
and all the things in the tabernacle.
因为当他们在旷野漂流的时候,
and when they traveled in the wilderness,
两件事随着他们,
there were two things that followed them.
除了会幕中间的器具以外,
other than all the things in the tabernacle,
有一件很特别的东西, 高过所有人的图上,
there was something very special that was held high.
就是约柜,
it was the ark.
约柜的杠是在约柜最下面的地方穿进去的, 所以他们一抬的时候, 整个约柜就露出高过人的头。
The ark was lifted from its base, and so when it was lifted up, it's higher than everybody else.
所有的器具都不是这样造的。
This was unique.
所以无论是灯台，无论是祭坛，都是在下面。 只有月桂是超越人的头,
all other items in the tabernacle is at eye level except the ark.
所以这200万大军在旷野中间行走的时候,
when these 2 million people move in the wilderness,
有神的应许、神的应许、神的诚信真实高过这些祭司的头在前面引导他们。
The ark of God, His covenant, His faithfulness is higher than the head of the priest moving ahead.
第二件事,
the second thing,
就是那有信心说预言的先知约瑟的骸骨跟他们一同行。
The bones of Joseph, the prophet of faith, moved with them.
为什么我这里说约瑟是先知呢?
Why did I say Moses?
Joseph凭着信心说以色列一定会出埃及。
With faith, Joseph predicted the Exodus.
什么根据?
But based on what?
什么证明呢?
How do I know this?
有什么文件?
From what documents? Are there any documents approved by the Pharaoh?
完全没有,
there were no records. But Joseph could see what would happen 430 years later.
世界的王朝里面是怎样?
He was a prime minister in the Egyptian court. But he was a prophet in the kingdom of God. And he prophesied that the Israelites will leave Egypt. They will move into the wilderness. The place out of slavery. And serve God freely. Joseph said, when you leave Egypt, bring my bones along. When he was dying, he was not willing to be buried in Egypt. He wanted his bones to be taken out, to be buried in the Canaan promised land.
所以现在要过约旦河的时候,
and when they passed by the river Jordan, Joshua gave a command.
这个约柜要先走,
the ark must move first. And they will stop in the middle. After all the Israelites passed by the ark,
所有的人都进到迦南美地的时候,
after all of them had entered into the promised land,
脚踏上, 这个迦南的对岸的时候,
when their feet touches the land,
然后再吩咐人用那12块在河底里面的石头拿起来做纪念。
There was a command to collect 12 stones from the river,
12个支派,
to represent the 12 tribes.
以后你的子孙如果问这是什么,
if your descendants ask what is this,
你就告诉他们,
you must tell them,
这是表示我们的祖宗曾经经过约旦河在河里的这些石头做证据,
these are evidences of how our ancestors passed by the river Jordan and how God guided us. The Israelites all went through, and then the Ark of the Covenant moved. There are deep meanings in all this.
不但如此,
not only
that,
there are a few important things.
第一件重要的事情是什么呢?
The first one,
就是一上岸以后呢,
after they went up,
manna 就停止了。
The provision of manna stopped.
神在旷野中间给人预备四十年的食物，现在结束了。
The food that God has prepared for them for 40 years ended.
是另外一个纪元开始了。
Another era started.
你们来享受迦南的美味。
You have to enjoy the things of Canaan.
你们来享受迦南地里面所产生的果子，所产生的五谷。
And enjoy the produce of the land.
所以从那天开始，玛纳就结束了。
From that day onwards, the provision of manna
stopped. 不但如此，
Not only that,
灵柱和柱叶就没有了。
The pillar of cloud and fire disappeared.
神带领他们过旷野，现在这个事情都结束了。
All these things ended.
第三件重要的事情是什么？
The third important thing.
约书亚要给以色列人每一个人都要行割礼。
Joshua wanted them to have circumcision.
这些的男丁都要受割礼。
And all the male went through circumcision.
为什么呢？因为那些在埃及受过割礼的人都在旷野死完了。
All the people who had circumcision before died in the wilderness.
是第二代的人，是在旷野四十年中间生下来的人。
These were people of the second generation.
他们都未曾受割礼。
They had not gone through the rites.
现在享受神所应许迦南的美地。
In order to enjoy the promised land.
上帝吩咐约书亚给他们完全行割礼。
Command of God came that they must be circumcised.
现在你们身上具有神。以你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕跟他所有的子孙立约的肉体的记号。
That may be a physical sign of the covenant that God had made with your ancestors.
你们与外邦人是不一样的。
That you are different from the Gentiles.
你们的神所立约的子民。
You are a covenant people.
你的身上有神与你们立约的肉体的记号。
And you have physical mark of the covenant.
然后你才进到神所应许之地。
Then you will enter into the promised land.
约书亚比摩西更年轻。
Joshua was much younger.
照着神在历史上吩咐的事情，一样一样把它遵循出来。
But he followed the commands of God one by one.
然后他们就在迦南地开始搭棚在那安营了。
And they started to set their tents in the promised land.
迦南人听见这些事的时候，
When the Canaanites heard this,
他们心中消化如水。
Their heart melted like water.
因为他们从来没有听过这样的事情。
They had never heard things like that.
约旦河会变成干地。
How can the river Jordan become dry?
他们不必坐桥就过来了。
Without bridges, they came over.
所以这个民族的上帝是何等伟大的上帝。
And so they must have a great God.
我们这些好战的民族。
Those of us who battle for life, we have lots of war gods.
我们从来没有听过这样的事情。
But we have never heard such a thing before.
这个约旦河，这个水分开，以色列人过了这个迦南美地，使他们大家怕得不得了。
So this incident of the River Jordan opening frightened them.
但是他们面对的第一座大城就是耶利哥城。
But the first city they faced was the city of Jericho.
耶利哥城比巴黎更早。
Jericho was earlier than 巴黎。
耶利哥城比许多的城市更早。
Earlier than a lot of ancient cities.
被认为是有规模的人类史第一个重要的城。
It is believed to be the first significant cities in the civilization.
所以你说过大米也有一些的城。
Although there are some cities in Mesopotamia.
但没有像耶利哥这样早就有城整个围起来。
But there are none that were like Jericho protected by walls.
所以以色列人要进到迦南美地的时候，
When the Israelites want to enter into the promised land,
遇见最大的挑战就开始在他眼前了。
The greatest challenge was right ahead.
那么迦南美地赐给以色列人，
When the promised land was given to the Israelites,
就让以色列人坐享其成，尽情享受着。
Was it a simple thing for them to just go in and take it?
不是的。
No.
如果今天有一个人跟我说，我把一座房子送给你。
Today someone said, I'll give you a house.
那么你说怎么知道你把房子送给我？
You will ask, how do I know that you're giving me a house?
这个是房子的钥匙在这里。
You say, oh, this is the key.
这是房子的房契在这里。
And this is a title deed.
这个是市政厅盖的印在这里。
The city hall has a mark there.
这个是真正合法的房契。
A legal document.
还这个房我现在交给你了。
Plus the key, let me give you this.
当你跑到那个房子的时候，
When you go to the house,
你发现都不能开。
You discover you cannot open the door.
只有旁边一个狗住的地方可以开。
You only open the kennel of the dog.
你相信这个房子是赐给你的吗？
Would you believe that this house is given to you?
赐给我房子在哪里？
Where's the key then?
当你到那边的时候，
When you reach house,
号码对了，
The number could be correct.
街道对了，
The street is right.
地点对了，
The place is the right place.
住着几个彪形大汉。
But there may be a very big strong man living inside.
你快快打电话，你给我的房子是哪一间？
You will call that person and say which house.
我说就是那一间，一大堆大人，很大的强壮的人在里面赌博的，就是那一间。
I will tell you that it's the house where these big strong men are gambling in.
那为什么你不把这些人先赶走，把房子刷了，装新的家私，才把钥匙交给我呢？
Why don't you give me the key after you chase them away and renovated everything?
上帝说房子我给你，但是打死他是你的事。
God said, I give you the house, but it is your responsibility to chase them away.
房子我应许给你，但你把他赶走是你的事。
I promise you the house, but you have to chase them away.
你要不要这样的房子？
Do you want a house like that?
房子没有拿到，命先完蛋了。
You'll probably be killed first.
还没得到产业，先死掉了。
You'll probably die first before you receive.
这就是神工作的方法。
This was the way God worked.
现在很多的年基督徒。
Many young Christians today.
最好是什么都听一遍。
They wanted everything.
什么都做好了，请你来做主导。
Everything is prepared, and then you are employed.
神学毕业以后。
After you graduate from seminary,
你要知道我是有博士学位的。
Know that I have a PhD.
你要请我做传道。
You want me to be the preacher?
薪水多少先讲。
How much is the salary?
住哪一座我先看。
Which house?
哪一种汽车我先问。
What sort of house do you
buy? 每个人薪水多少先讲。
How much salary per month?
全部写清楚了。
After you write all
this down, 病的时候怎么样？
When I'm sick,
我的福利怎么样？
What about
我的孩子有没有今天？
My children,
我有几年里面有3、4年的薪水？
What about sabbatical leave?
我退休的时候怎么样？
Did I retire?
养老金的制度怎么样？
What about retirement
plan? 医疗的保险？
Medical provision?
全部讲完了。
After I finish all these things,
我都没讲到。
Then I will come and preach.
我不知道这种人讲到有什么内容讲的。
I'm not sure what sort of content is the preacher.
也不知道说你们要有信心。他讲的是身上会不会动摇？
When he said you need to have faith, I don't know whether it's true.
你看见了吗？
Have you seen this?
基督教已经走了一条与圣经的路不大相同原则的路线。
Christianity is moving upon a pathway that is not biblical.
我不知道啊。
I'm not this are not right.
那是更重要的。
Important thing.
信心的操练。
It is a training of our faith.
试炼试探的必须。
Trials and temptations.
我们亲身征战的得胜。
We must have victory by fighting ourselves.
付代价得到的成就。
And we have the victory after we pay the price.
死才复活。
We must die first before resurrection. We must carry the cross before the cross.
绝对必须的步骤已经消失。
These are absolute necessary steps by yes or no.
上帝说以色列的迦南地是你的。
God said, Israelite, the Canaan is
yours.
A place flowing with milk and
honey.
But many Gentiles living there. You must fight.
And chase